JJ.
Paula Dockery says she's a true conservative candidate for governor. Paula Dockery says she's the right candidate to lead conservative values in Tallahassee. Paula Dockery claims she's running a campaign against establishment politics. Wait one second, Paula. We need to send Paula Dockery a message and tell her it's time for Senate Bill 782 to have a hearing and support common sense legislation that will save us millions of dollars. This is a paid political advertisement authorized by Citizens Acting Together for Change. America was losing more than 700,000 jobs every month when George Bush left office. But today, less than a year later, we learned that for the first time since the recession began, jobs are growing again. If Daniel Smith doesn't think Wall Street's part of the problem, he doesn't understand the problem. Incumbent Dan Davis is throwing mud, but who is the real good old boy? Davis claims he's not raised taxes, but he quietly kept your property tax reduction money for his county budget. That's a tax increase, and Davis claims to support open government, but he used $2 million of your money for a water line to a political crony's property in the middle of nowhere. Let's shut off Dan's spending spigot. Henry Brown has never raised taxes and term limited himself. Vote Henry Brown for supervisor. Change is coming to District 2, and that's Gene Monesteem. For 12 years, his opponent, Doran Roll, has wasted your money. Vote Gene Monesteem for Miami-Dade County Commissioner, District 2. Sandy DiPerno, lost revenue, longer DMV lines, and personal cars. This has to stop. Tony Fauci will improve customer service and end political perks. Vote Tony Fauci for Oneida County Clerk. In 2009, Senator Bennett of Colorado voted for an amendment to support Medicare Advantage in Florida, helping almost 1 million seniors in that state. Call Senator Bennett and ask him how he'll support your Medicare Advantage. Jobs drive our economy. Politicians who talk about creating jobs while putting people out of work are just wrong.